Welcome to Lady in the Couch, a podcast about mental health and well-being, relationships, and topics specifically related to women. I am your host, Autumn Collier, a licensed psychotherapist in Atlanta, Georgia. Let's have a seat on the couch. Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on the couch this week. So today's episode is a challenge, somewhat like a former episode we had. It is challenge the one thing, right? Okay, so some episodes ago, we had an episode titled Challenge, Do It or Don't. And that was episode 39. So today's episode, it's also a challenge of that sort. And it is to do that one thing. So we live in a task-driven world. We create to-do lists for ourselves that are oftentimes extreme or overzealous. And this is typically all an effort to be our best, do our best, or become our best. We have so much literature out there, and there are so many resources out there about the best way to live life or self-improve or be healthy. There's so much out there, including this podcast. This is a resource about wellness and mental health for women. So again, there's so many resources, so much literature out there about ways to be our best self or become our best self that oftentimes we enter into information overload and we try to do it all, or at least we put it all on the to-do list. So some of these items that we're throwing on our to-do list or task list might be drink 8 glasses of water every day, exercise, eat fruits and vegetables, meditate, call a friend for social activity, try to be present, read a book, etc. So many of those tasks end up on the to-do list. And those activities are great. Yes, there is evidence that these activities are conducive to a healthy lifestyle. And they are things that we do or need to aim to partake in, drinking your water, fruits and vegetables, meditation, social activity. Absolutely. Those are excellent things to do. So all of these tasks, trying to do these things on a daily basis can be overwhelming. And at least to me, it definitely sounds overwhelming. Quite frankly, it doesn't even sound like an enjoyable life. It just sounds like a checklist. And we have this checklist or create this checklist with the hope that doing these items on the checklist will bring joy or make us feel fulfilled. Hence why we keep adding them to the checklist. I like the idea that we are human beings, not human doings. So some of us are in constant do mode, that go mode, go, 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 do, 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 doing as opposed to just being, existing, living. And sometimes, you know, we literally are doing the most or doing too much. Some might even say, how do we get to the point where we need a checklist or need to scratch off items on a task list or checklist to say, drink more water or eat more vegetables? How do we get to the point where we need a checklist to remind us to do those things? And I can understand that point, to be honest, because then the question that I would then pose is, are we living a mindful life? Do we really need a checklist to tell us to drink more water? Or maybe we can be mindful and tune into our body and listen to our body tell us, drink more water. Or listen to our body say, hey, I think we need some vegetables. Or, hey, I think we need rest. Or, you know what, social engagement would be nice. You know, are we tuning in to our body or are we ignoring all of it? Hence why we maybe need a checklist to tell us these things. Just a thought. And I understand too that some of these tasks may not come natural to some people. So if a checklist helps you get it done, then sure. This is also, you know, an area where I think it would be helpful to practice being a human being as opposed to a human doing, so that we aren't doing the most or doing too much or overwhelming ourselves. And there's another factor with that, the whole social media factor. Don't get me going on the influence of social media, but I'm about to go there. So when it comes to social media, you could see someone's perfect day edited to like 30 seconds with some dope song playing in the background, and the individual appears to be living a harmonious, healthy life. You may see that person on the video clip on social media wake up and have their water with cucumber and lemons, and they make the perfect breakfast of like steel cut oats with berries and chia seeds and They proceed to do some yoga and meditate in like the perfect space for meditating. And then they read the latest self-help book and do some work tasks, cook a beautiful meal, like, I don't know, salmon and some whole grains and vegetables and maybe like a chia pudding for dessert. It looks perfect. And now we're looking at this video like, oh yeah, I need to wake up earlier. And I need to drink more water, especially with the cucumbers. And yep, I got to get the cucumbers and lemon. That will help me drink more water. I need to do that. I need to meditate. I probably need to fix my space or create a room to meditate because that'll make me meditate better. Because you see how they did in the video, they had a designated space. So I'm going to do that. I need to figure that out. I need to eat more clean like them. So yeah, we become really inspired by some of the things we see on social media. And that's a nice way to put it, inspired. And I think it's true too. We can be inspired by someone doing tasks that promote health. I'm all for that. I think that's great. And sometimes we may take it to the extreme or we've watched that video, the perfectly edited video of someone's perfect day that was crafted and that is content that was created for this purpose. That's not their everyday life. However, we've watched this video and now we've created like 10 tasks that we need to incorporate in our lives daily. So a word of advice here, don't do it. Don't, whether you're watching social media and get inspired to go create 10 tasks for yourself or just in general, just go about your day and identify things you need to do or feel like you should be doing or need to do better. Now you've created 10 tasks for yourself to do on a daily basis. Don't do it. What I suggest you do is pick one thing. Pick one thing and start small. We want to do one thing and we want to start small because we need to see and feel success. We need to see and feel it so that we are motivated to keep going. When we go for the mountain and we don't reach the mountain, we feel like a failure and we quit and there's no momentum to get us back up. Whereas when we start really small, just hit mile markers as we go up the mountain and count those as success, then we have that momentum to keep us going up the mountain. And the mile markers are achievable and they feel pretty easy to us. So now we're building confidence and we can do it. And yeah, we have the momentum and we're feeling good. And the next thing we know, we're up the mountain without even trying that hard. So pick that one thing, start small. So what that might look like is, you know, we hear everyone say, drink 8 glasses of water every day. Well, right now, if you're drinking just 4, starting small might look like drinking 2 more glasses of water than you currently drink. So that may be going from 4 to 6. Great. Or that might look like for the person who wants to get more rest or get more sleep. That might look like going to bed 30 minutes earlier than you currently do, as opposed to setting some lofty goal of, I'm going to be in bed by 9 every night. That could be a little extreme. So maybe just try 30 minutes earlier than you do now. For the person who's like, I got to eat more fruits and vegetables. Okay, sure, great. We all need to intake more fruits and vegetables. Yes, definitely. So starting small might be having a fruit or vegetable at every meal. So we want to start with just one thing. We often fail when we do too much or try to do it all. There's a saying, jack of all trades, master of none. And that's somewhat fitting for this. The person who's kind of doing it all, not well, but they're kind of doing it all sporadically or inconsistently here and there, kind of the jack of all trades, but they've mastered none of it. So that's where you have they're kind of on and off, or they're on the wagon or they're not. They're living healthful or not, kind of that, just the jack of all trades, master of none. We want to master that one thing before going to the next. And above all, whatever it is, whatever that one thing is that you're picking, make sure that it is something you want to do, something for you that you want to do, and that you're not just doing it because it seems like something you should do. And that's something you guys have probably heard me mention quite often, you know, the whole should thing and making sure that what it is you want is strictly for you and that it resonates with you and maybe even has a little deeper meaning. All right. So challenge, what's your one thing? What's the one thing you're going to incorporate this week? Identify it and do it. Do it this week and the next week and the week after that. And then maybe you can add the next thing. once you feel you've mastered this one thing. One thing is enough. It is plenty. We are not going to do too much. We're not hopping on the doing too much train. You know, they say it takes 21 days to create a new habit. So show yourself some grace and be patient and really just hone in on this one thing. We'd love to hear what your one thing is that you'll be doing or not doing and hear how it's going. So feel free to let us know. You can let us know on social media if you like or send us an email. But we definitely want to hear what your one thing is that you plan to master for the next few weeks. And then if you plan to go to the next, you may not even have the same desire to go to the next. What's interesting is that if your one thing is to intake more water, you might realize then how by the end of week three, when you're taking in more water, you might be naturally eating more fruits and vegetables. I don't know. Sometimes it happens that way. So we'll see, but I'm curious to hear y'all's feedback and what it is you plan to do. So the takeaway from today is pick one thing and start small. We want some small successes to build up momentum to keep going. All right. So thank y'all again for joining me on the couch this week, and I look forward to seeing y'all next week. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Lady in the Couch. Feel free to share this episode with your friends on all of your social media platforms. If you are in the Atlanta area and seeking therapy, visit ladyinthecouch.com to learn more. Like what you heard? Feel free to give us a 5-star review where you listen to podcasts. The content in this episode is not intended to diagnose or treat. It is for informational purposes only.